Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Our Ancient Faith, Lincoln, Democracy, and the American Experiment by Alan C. Guelzo is a work of American history and political thought centered on Abraham Lincoln as a thinker of democracy, not only as a wartime president. Guelzo, a prominent Lincoln scholar, examines how Lincoln understood self-government, majority rule, minority rights, the Union, slavery, executive power, and providence within the larger American experiment. The book is not a conventional cradle-to-grave biography. Its purpose is to interpret the principles that guided Lincoln through secession and civil war, especially his conviction that democracy was a rare and vulnerable achievement in world history. Guelzo places Lincoln in conversation with the founding generation, Enlightenment political ideas, Protestant moral assumptions, and the constitutional crisis of the 1860s. The result is a historically grounded study of how Lincoln defended popular government while confronting its deepest contradiction, human bondage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, democracy as a fragile moral achievement rather than a routine political system. A central concern of our ancient faith is Lincoln's view of democracy as one of the highest achievements of political civilization. Guelzo presents Lincoln not as a casual defender of elections, but as someone who believed self-government carried moral significance because it treated ordinary people as capable of political judgment. This matters because democracy, for Lincoln, was not reducible to counting votes. It depended on habits of restraint, respect for lawful outcomes, and confidence that citizens could govern themselves without surrendering to aristocracy, mob rule, or permanent factional domination. Guelzo links this conviction to the American founding, especially the Declaration of Independence and its claim about human equality. The book shows why Lincoln regarded the Civil War as more than a territorial conflict. If a minority could reject an election result by leaving the Union, democratic government itself would become unstable. In this reading, Lincoln defended democracy as a test case for whether popular government could survive pressure from ambition, sectional interest, and moral crisis. Secondly, majority rule constrained by the rights and dignity of minorities. Guelzo emphasizes that Lincoln did not treat majority rule as absolute power. The book highlights a recurring tension in democratic theory: legitimate government must be responsive to the majority, yet it must not become a mechanism for trampling minorities or denying basic rights. Lincoln saw this balance as essential to constitutional self-government. Secession, in his view, undermined the authority of elections and made peaceful political change impossible. At the same time, the existence of slavery exposed the moral danger of allowing local majorities to define liberty only for themselves. Guelzo uses this tension to explain Lincoln's political moderation and firmness. Lincoln could insist that the South had no constitutional right to break the Union after losing a national election, while also recognizing that victory should not become vengeance. His later emphasis on reconciliation reflected this democratic discipline. The book therefore treats Lincoln as a statesman who understood that democracy survives only when winners and losers remain bound by a shared constitutional order. Thirdly, the Union as the institutional setting that made liberty possible. Our ancient faith gives sustained attention to the way Lincoln connected democracy with the preservation of the Union. For Lincoln, the Union was not merely a practical arrangement among states. It was the political structure through which the promise of the founding could be protected and gradually expanded. Guelzo explains that this view placed Lincoln at odds with secessionist theories that treated the nation as a compact dissolvable by individual states. Lincoln feared that such a principle would make democratic government permanently fragile because every election could become a pretext for disunion. The argument also clarifies why Lincoln could resist secession without claiming that the Union was flawless. The American experiment contained slavery and deep sectional injustice, but Lincoln believed its constitutional order still offered the means for correction. This distinguishes the book from accounts that focus only on military strategy or emancipation policy. Guelzo presents the Union as the necessary arena in which liberty, law, equality, and democratic legitimacy could be contested and preserved. Fourthly, wartime federal power and the limits of libertarian readings of Lincoln. Guelzo addresses a difficult feature of the Lincoln presidency, the expansion of federal authority during the Civil War. The book does not present Lincoln as a libertarian figure or as a president committed to minimal government in the Jeffersonian sense. Lincoln supported national economic development, internal improvements, and a stronger federal role even before the war. During the rebellion, emergency measures increased executive power and intensified criticism from contemporaries and later interpreters. Guelzo treats these developments as part of the complexity of preserving a democratic republic under existential threat. The issue is not simply whether Lincoln enlarged government, but why he believed national authority had to be strong enough to prevent the collapse of constitutional rule. This topic gives the book analytical value because it refuses an overly sentimental portrait. It acknowledges that the defense of democracy can generate tensions with civil liberty, local autonomy, and limited government. Readers are pushed to ask when national power protects self-government and when it risks exceeding its democratic purpose. Lastly, faith, providence, and moral judgment in Lincoln public thought. The title, Our Ancient Faith, points not only to institutional democracy, but also to the moral confidence Lincoln placed in the principles of the American experiment. Guelzo explores Lincoln's religious and moral imagination carefully, avoiding a simple claim that Lincoln was an Orthodox churchman. Lincoln remained difficult to categorize in conventional denominational terms, yet he increasingly spoke about providence, judgment, humility, and national responsibility. The Civil War forced political questions into a moral and even theological register, especially as slavery became impossible to separate from the purpose of the conflict. Guelzo situates Lincoln within a world shaped by Protestant assumptions, Enlightenment reasoning, and the language of natural rights. This combination helps explain the distinctive tone of Lincoln leadership, morally serious but wary of easy claims to divine approval. The book shows how Lincoln could regard democracy as a human duty under judgment rather than as a triumphalist ideology. That perspective gives his politics a disciplined humility, especially in the movement from war aims toward emancipation and reconciliation. In conclusion, Our Ancient Faith is best suited for readers interested in Abraham Lincoln, the Civil War, American constitutional development, democratic theory, and the moral language of public leadership. It will especially benefit readers who want more than a narrative of battles, elections, or personal biography. Guelzo focuses on the ideas that made Lincoln's actions intelligible: the meaning of majority rule, the authority of the Union, the challenge of slavery, the use of national power, and the role of providence in political judgment. The book stands out from many Lincoln studies because it treats democracy itself as the central subject, and Lincoln as its most important American interpreter during crisis. Compared with biographies that emphasize personality or military leadership, this work is more explicitly intellectual and philosophical. Compared with abstract works on democracy, it remains anchored in a concrete historical emergency. Its practical value lies in clarifying why democratic government depends on law, restraint, moral seriousness, and acceptance of legitimate outcomes. Its intellectual value lies in showing that Lincoln's defense of democracy was neither simplistic nationalism nor mere procedural politics, but a demanding vision of self-government tested by slavery, disunion, and war. If you would like to support Alan C. Guelzo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.